I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with State Senator Tom Casperson for a legislative update. We talked about a few items, including saving for college using some state programs, but we started off with a conversation about his resolution in the state Senate to show statewide support for Cleveland Cliffs expanding their operations in Marquette County on the Iron Range. Here's more about that with State Senator Tom Casperson.
Well, the resolution is to show statewide support, that we welcome Cliffs. If they look to expand, that they do it here. They've always been part of our community, but we're in what we think is a little bit of competition right now between Minnesota and Michigan, and we think we've created the best environment over here, and so we're hoping that every step forward does that. And Sarah and I talked about it, and we joined up and made a team here to show that there's support on both the House and the Senate side, and that's why we did the resolution. That's more of a statement than anything, but just to let them know that we certainly are supportive of them and would love to see them come here and expand.
When we talk about support or state support, what are some of the things you're talking about? Is it more of just a blanket statement, or would it be looking at things like assisting them with the business taxes or whatnot? What is it? Is it at that level, or is this more of a statement?
Well, it's kind of a statement, but I would, what we've asked is kind of that question of them themselves, and we've asked that if there is something they're looking at, we sure would appreciate them, bringing it to our attention, something that they think would help them in assisting with what they need. And right now, it seems like it's a business decision they got to make, and it's just one based on, I think, a climate, not so much a detailed situation, but a climate. And the reason for that, Walt, is the product is here and it's there, so we both have the product. And so that Cliffs is, their decision is based on the environment and where they're at. So we're hoping that we can show them that there's a good environment here, as they've always had, but we want to make sure they know that.
State Senator Tom Casperson joining us this morning, also talking about things with your House colleague Sarah Cambenzi. You were in Marquette here the other day talking about the importance of saving for college and some of the state programs that can help with that. Tell me a little bit about the visit and the talk that you guys had.
Well, it was more of an educational deal, but Sarah and I were talking about, she kind of shared her life story and how her parents had helped her and how she worked it out, so she'd come out of college pretty much debt-free, which is really phenomenal. And this deal that we presented this last Friday was, there are some programs that are out there, and we're offering the information and where people could go to find out about it, but it's really trying to encourage parents, and through this conversation, not just parents, but even grandparents, to take a look at some really, if you start when they're young, a very inexpensive way to save for your kids' education. And it's expanded, and so that it's not just about, when you think education, I think a lot of people have always thought, well, it means four-year college degrees. These programs are designed for all education, including CTE programs and community colleges and a lot of the technical schools that are out there. So it's really broad, and it's designed for everybody that has to get some type of further education. This plays right into it, and it's just a great way to start out and get people to do it. But I don't think a lot of parents, Walt, know the programs even exist, that they could get involved in them and save, and you'll get into these savings accounts. And they're kind of a tax-free-in, tax-free-out type of program, so they can put their money in, let it grow, let the investment grow, and then when it's time for school, they can take it out and spend it on education. As long as it's spent in that vein, there's no tax on it.
And we're talking about the Michigan Educational Trust and the Michigan Educational Savings Program, these two programs that are out there that are on a state level that I know they can be reached via getting on websites and looking those things up. But really the benefit, Tom, is that it allows money to be sort of put aside, but then be able to be used when the time is necessary for multiple options of education, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of those things that, really, the uniqueness I like about it is it's not so much, just waiting for, let's say, a government program to come along and just pay for a child's schooling. It's parents, and as we mentioned, even grandparents can be involved, but it's the family getting involved and saving money directly for that purpose. And the key is starting at a younger age, because the expense at that point isn't that much. And I think people would be surprised how little they'd have to put away to actually build a nice nest egg for their kids to go to school.
That's the comments of State Senator Tom Casperson. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.